Five Things Krishna Does Not Have to Do, by Krishna's Mercy.
Na mai parthasti kartavyam, trishulo ke shukinichan, nanvap tamavap tavyam, varth ev chakarmani.
Quote, O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems. Nor am I in want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in work. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.22.
Due to their innocence, children may ask questions of the elders that others may not be so willing to. The adults may not have thought of the idea, or perhaps there is worry over revealing ignorance in certain areas where they are expected to know better. One question a child may pose to a religious leader relates to the activities of the Almighty. They understand that He exists, but they would like to know what He does on a regular basis. Fortunately, Vedic texts such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam fill in some gaps. In one case, we hear from God Himself that He has nothing to do. Through negation, we can prove a higher concept. 1. Go to the office.
This weekend was great. Finally got to relax. Enjoyed some recreational outdoor sports. The weather was perfect. Bright sunshine, a decent temperature, and practically no humidity. I wish every day could be like this. The biggest advantage was no pressure to wake up at a certain time. That makes it a lot easier to fall asleep at night. Alas, the time has finished. Back to the grind starting tomorrow. I don't know how I survive each week. I wish I could go on permanent vacation.
2. Cook dinner.
It's not like I mind going into the kitchen, but after taking care of other responsibilities, the last thing I want to do is cook. In fact, I have created a new principle. There is often talk about the advancement of civilization. Progress. Supposedly, we live in the best time in human history. I beg to differ. To me, real progress involves three things. Not having to carry anything. Not driving, and never having to enter the kitchen. If food just showed before me on a plate at the appropriate times throughout the day, I would be so much happier.
3. Do the laundry.
Unless you have sufficient means to hire others to take care of this weekly chore, there is no avoiding the dreaded collection piling up in the room. The clothes need to be washed. There has to be some effort involved. Even with the advent of machines which supposedly make the process easier, this is something I would rather not do. It especially becomes annoying when you don't have a lot of clothes to begin with. I like to keep the closet well organized and not filled to the brim. This means that the clothes I do have need to be cleaned more often, which involves work.
4. File taxes.
Can't the government figure out everything for me? Why do I have to go through the process myself? Maintain meticulous records. Receipts for everything. Accounts opened at the proper time. Different strategies depending on life events. Try to take every legal deduction possible. It's a headache every year that I would rather avoid.
5. Guide Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Shri Krishna does not have to handle any of the aforementioned responsibilities. Even that work for which he is well known is not a requirement. Namely, he didn't have to act as the spiritual guide to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He could have remained in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha with his eternal associates. Despite having nothing to do, the Supreme Lord descends to this region from time to time, in his selfsame form. He appears and exits in the same way. If someone knows only this aspect about him, how his arrival and departure are both divine in nature, they no longer have to endure reincarnation.
Janam karam chame divyam, evam yoveti tattvatah, tyaktva deham punarjanam, naiti mameti sorjuna.
Quote, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.9.
Because he chose to work and guide the bewildered disciple prior to the Great Bharata War, the entire world has benefited. New generations continue to receive guidance from that famous conversation known as the Bhagavad Gita. As Krishna has nothing to do, so through liberation every soul has the same potential. They have the opportunity to be without responsibilities, to live carefree, to always be happy. Glimpses are available in this lifetime through the bhakti process, and the same continues into the afterlife, provided the consciousness is pure at the time of death. In closing, of easy life assured, after troubles endured, since Krishna with nothing to do, of office drive and cooking too, or taxes at proper time filing, that laundry and hamper piling, the same rewarding for me, when clear in bhakti to see.